Hey everybody, welcome back to Tink's Corner. Thank you for tuning in. I hope your day, I hope your week is as amazing as you are, my love. Today, I'm gonna give y'all upcoming events that's going on with me, upcoming events, period. Things that I have coming up, things that have going on. I'm gonna update y'all about my week, how my day's going, all of that good stuff. Then I'm gonna introduce y'all to Tink's Twitter topics slash Tink's trending topics. And then we're gonna get into the real topic, which is HBCUs and PWIs. And I'm ready for that one. Let me not make it sound like that, but I'm ready for that one. So per usual, follow the Instagram, follow the Twitter, follow the TikTok, and subscribe to the YouTube. And let's not waste any time. Let's get right into it. So to update y'all on my week, I'd give my week about an 8.5 out of 10. I had a pretty great week. I took this week to myself to kind of self-reflect, get my mental health back in order. Like I told y'all, my past week wasn't that great. So I just needed to take time to myself and reset so I could get back in that mode. Cause we got things to do. Ain't got time to we gotta get back to it. So that's kind of what I did this week. I've been with my trainer. I got a personal trainer. She's the greatest, y'all, but she really be having me weak. I don't know if y'all know those football drills where they hold the poles and they push the stuff forward and they pull it back. That's my warm up. And when I come home, I pass out on that couch every time. Because what do you mean that's my warm up? When I work out, I don't push myself as hard as I probably should. Not because I know my limits, just because I don't want to do as much work. And that's where I lack. And she makes sure, she's like, I'll be like, she'll give me a. Like, she gave me a 45-pound weight. I was like, you think I can lift that? She said, I know you can. Can I lift it? Yeah. Did I want to? Most definitely not. Why would you do that? Who told you that was okay? But she pushes me and she motivates me and she's really sweet. She's the sweetest girl. So I love her already. Me and her gonna be good friends. I went and got my hair done so that I could finish. I had to prep my hair before the actual hair prep because I had to dye my hair. My hair was blonde. As y'all saw, my hair was blonde, orange, all of that. But we're back brown now. We're back brown. Don't play with her. Brown is my color. As y'all can see, I also got me some brown beads. If you know me, I literally love brown from my head to my toes. I will wear brown with no hesitation. If the shirt isn't brown, best believe I'm gonna get it. If the pants are brown, go ahead and give me them. Shoes, go ahead and pass me them. Like, I love brown anything. And I've been having my eyes on these beads for a pretty long time. So I'm really excited for everything else that's coming. That's brown. So excited. My hair coming. I'm getting a brown sew-in. Y'all, I'm so excited for homecoming. I'm doing my homecoming maintenance. Homecoming is next week. Not gonna be more excited. I had way too much fun last year for homecoming, and I just can't wait to see what this year brings. It's a lot of homecomings coming up. I believe when I looked, Sam Houston's homecoming was this week. So happy homecoming to y'all. Hope y'all are having a great time, and I hope this weekend, I hope y'all lit. It's my turn. I'm gonna be lit. I'm gonna be done for. I take my first solo trip this Friday. I'm going to Dallas for the Cotton Bowl and the State Fair. I'm super excited, but I'm also super nervous because I've never flown by myself. I've only taken probably two flights my whole life, and the other one was with my mom when I was very, very little. So I can't wrap my mind around the fact that I'm doing a trip by myself, even though I'm gonna meet up with my people in Dallas, but getting to Dallas, I'm doing all of that by myself. So I'm nervous and I'm scared, but God got me. So I'm not too nervous. I'm not too scared. I just got to be dramatic about it a little bit. Once I'm done being dramatic, I'll be fine. But I have that going on. I get my nails done on Wednesday. I get my lashes done on Tuesday. I'm making my sister do my lashes. I won't take no for an answer. I'm sick of them lash clusters. The last glue I had, my eyes was irritated so bad. But I love my clusters because they're so easy and so manageable. So I don't understand why this last pair had to do me the way they did me. But it's okay. I'm making my sister do my lashes. She coming out of retirement for me. Don't care. Won't take no for an answer. Love you to death, boo. But it's happening. Then I get my hair done Friday before I catch my flight. I gotta find time sometime this week to get my toes done. But I'm going all out. I can't wait. Homecoming is such a good time, and I'm super excited. I know I probably said I'm excited about 30 times, but I'm ready. I'm so ready, y'all. I think that's all that I've had to do this past week, other than the incident where I accidentally bought 3 pairs of Beats, so I had to send 2 of them back because of an issue with my card. So I'm just waiting on my money to come back, y'all. I'm so heartbroken. That was like almost $600 worth of money that just came to my house, and I had to send it right back. I'm so sad. I'm so upset. But they said my money coming back, so I'm just waiting for that. But now, let me tell y'all about Tink's trending topics / Tink's Twitter topics. So they're really kind of the same thing. It's just I'm either going to be talking about something that's trending, like in real life or in my head. But today, I'm going to be talking about Tink's trending topics. So the first trending topic, I've been seeing a lot of people comment on working in customer service. So all of my jobs have been surrounding customer service. I've worked at the movies. I've worked at Salada. Hold on. I've been through a lot of jobs. I've like Trish from Austin and Ally. That's low-key me. When I get sick of a job, I go in and put that out. I worked at Chili's, and I worked at Traveler's Table. So I've kind of been all over the place. And now I have like a kind of remote job where I take calls. So been dealing with that. And honestly, this job I have now is probably the hardest one to deal with when it comes to customer service, because the thing about customer service is people feel so entitled when you're there to help them. So they feel like you're obligated to help them. I'm not obligated to do anything for you, babe. Do I want to do this? Probably not at the moment. Am I going to? More than likely because I want to get paid. But you don't have to be rude about it. I'm here to help you. Yes. But am I supposed to do this? Yes. But do I have to do it? Absolutely not. I don't gotta do anything. Who you feeling like? You not the boss. I'm trying to help you. So help me help you by being a little bit nicer. Have a little bit of consideration. Like, it don't even gotta be all of that. But a lot of people feel very obligated when it comes to customer service. Customer service kind of is a broad... Customer service is really in everything. You could be selling shoes, working in a restaurant, working at the movies, working in retail, just anything like that. Taking calls, that's customer service. So customer service is really in everything. And that's why when people feel so entitled, I'm like, you've had to do this job yourself. So why are you acting like this? You know how it feels when you're on the other side. So why are you doing all of this? Just people be so rude when they don't. I've never been rude to somebody that's serving me, like servers. I've never been rude to somebody that's serving me. The only time I probably got out of character is when my soup food order got messed up when we went to Crafty Crab. Just because I don't play about my food. When something's wrong on my food, I'm definitely going to say something. I'm going to get upset because are you trying to poison me? No, just playing. I'm just being dramatic, y'all. Mistakes happen. I get it. So I try not to be too rude about anything. Or I try not to be rude at all when it comes to stuff. I just have the most, like, hey, like, you kind of, this isn't right. I try to be as nice as possible when it comes to it because I know how I would feel if roles were reversed. But that's my experience working in customer service. Then the other trending topic. Y'all been seeing what's going on with Diddy, but I'm not going to talk about that. I'm going to keep my opinions to myself. All I'm going to say is that's disgusting. The whole situation is disgusting and nasty. And to see people defending it is even more disgusting. Like, what is wrong with you? Yuck. Like, what is happening? And the fact that he was able to get away with this for so long is extremely terrifying. And it's very unsettling. But they done got Diddy, y'all. As I speak on that, I have learned to separate the artist from the music. So when all the Kendrick and Drake beef was going on and we found out some crazy things about Drake, do I approve? Most definitely not. I don't approve none of that. Am I going to stop listening to him? Drake is a huge part of my childhood, and it's the same thing with Nicki Minaj. Like, She can be a little thought off sometimes, but that lady is such a huge part of my childhood. I grew up with Nicki, I grew up with Drake. I can't just stop listening to them. And Diddy got this one song. So when he produced his last album, I think it was his last album, I forgot what it was called, but there's a song on there with Ty Dolla $ign and Kehlani, and it's called Mind Your Business, and it's such a good song, y'all. My friends put me on, and I've been stuck on that song ever since. I can't just skip it. It's so good, from the melodies like to the harmonies, and then the background vocals. He got Charlie Wilson on there. He has people from Jagged Edge, Voice Cement. Like, all of those vocals are on there, and if you listen to it, you'll understand what I'm saying. So it's such a good song that I can't just not listen to it. Same thing with Gotta Move On with Bryson. The song, come on, I can't skip it. I love Bryson, and I want to hear the song just for him, so I can't skip it either. So I've learned that I have to separate the artist from the music, because I love music. I'm never gonna stop listening to music. I love music so bad. It calms me, it brings me peace, it helps me, it heals me. So I need music constantly, so I can't just stop listening to music. But I don't support the artist's doings outside of the music. I have my opinion. I have morals, y'all. I have a lot of morals, and I can't support what the artist is doing outside of the music. But they make some pretty good music, y'all. They make some pretty good music. They make some hits. So those are my trending topics. Now let's get into the real topic, HBCUs and PWIs. I have friends in so many different colleges and parts. So I have friends that are at LSU. I have people that are at U of H. I have people at TSU. I have people at Sam Houston. I have people at Blinn. I have people everywhere. I have people at Southern, Clark, NCAT. I know people everywhere. So I've heard different experiences that kind of relate to mine, but also don't. So I'm going to tap into theirs a little later on. But my HBCU experience, what did I just say? I'm sorry. My HBCU experience, it hasn't been bad. The only thing I can complain about is, like I mentioned earlier, that customer service. The people that answer the phones are so rude, and they feel so entitled. They feel like they have a choice whether or not to help me, but they go about it so rude, and it's not that necessary. Like, please just help me figure out where my money is. Please just put my scholarship on there. Please just help me figure out what's going on with my Texas grant. Like, just help me, like, help me figure out why my account is locked. Just help me with that. You don't have to be rude about it. That's literally it. This is your job. I just need help. But you're being so mean to me, and for what? So I've learned that it's always best to go talk to them in person, because they aren't that rude when they're in person. They only have that much cockiness and confidence when they're over the phone. When they're in person, it's nothing like that. But that's one complaint. And the other complaint I've had is housing. I currently do not stay on campus due to the housing situation. Once you're not a freshman anymore, they really don't care where you stay. For upperclassmen, yet they opened up some more housing, but it was very last minute, so it wasn't that great. And one of the only other options for staying on campus for upperclassmen was off campus, and they got rid of the shuttle. Granted, that wasn't an issue for me because I have a car, but it was also way more expensive than the option to stay on campus, so it was inconvenient. And I hate that, because now I know a lot of people that aren't staying on campus, and it's inconveniencing them because they have to drive from home to campus. Some people didn't come back to campus because of the situation, so I feel like that's not fair. But I know that also somewhat comes from funding, but a lot of the funds go towards athletics when they should be going towards housing and other issues, other internal issues. So I feel like the money should be spread correctly, but that's none of my business. With the phone situation, when I was applying to schools, I knew I was going to go to HBCU regardless. So I was calling HBCUs, and I had the same phone issues. So That's a universal issue. No HBCU is better than the other. No PWI is better than the other. No college is better than the other. Every college is different. Every college has its own experience. Let me shout out to our honorary HBCU. I always say UH is an HBCU trapped inside of a PWI. They are very diverse and they know how to have a good time, at least in my opinion. But I have friends that are at PWIs that have had good experiences and bad experiences. One of my friends, she said that she started off kind of rough. She couldn't really find her people. And that's kind of what happens when you first get to college. It's kind of hard to find your people, especially when you're used to talking to the same people every day, going from high school, the same people that you've been rocking and kicking it with for the last 4 years. All of y'all done went on y'all separate paths. So now you're at college all alone, trying to meet new people, and that can be hard. But she ended up finding her people, and now she's good, and now she's secure. But she was uncomfortable at first. My other friend, she was at LSU. She said she didn't really have an issue finding her people. Her major was small, so she kind of connected with a group of people really fast. And I love that. I love that you can always find your people in different areas, different sceneries. All you have to do is really put yourself out there. But when it comes to PWIs, my cousin, she had a non-black roommate and they didn't really work it out. That wasn't a good dynamic, and that's sometimes what happens. It was four of us, and it was me, my two friends that I grew up with, and we had a white roommate, and it wasn't horrible. It wasn't bad. It wasn't awful. Was it uncomfortable? Sometimes, but uncomfortable for me. It was uncomfortable for me sometimes, because I've grown up around predominantly black people. I had some mixed friends growing up, but I really only surrounded myself with black people. And it wasn't like on purpose. It's just what I grew up around. It's what I was used to. It's who I connected with. So that was for me. But I have friends that connect easily with other cultures, other races, some that don't click that well with other cultures, other races. And that's okay. Find your people, stick with them, be with who you're comfortable with. Some people take the school pride a little too serious. I have people that have beefed with me because our schools are big rivals, this, that, and the third. I'm not gonna say most of my friends are at PV, but I have a lot of friends at PV and we're still friends. We're not beefing just because our schools are biggest rivals. Why are you beefing with me over where you go to school? You should be worried about that education. What you beefing with me over a football game for? I promise you it's not that deep. I promise you it's not that deep. And they don't even care about it like that. The school, it's not that deep, y'all. It's not that deep. Why are we beefing over where we go to school? Like, I'm here to learn and get my education and have a good time. Why are you trying to beef with me about that? Like, come on now. Come on now. I swear it's not that deep. And mind y'all, this is somebody that we were like this. Like, that was my family. But that's my problem. For me, most of the friends that I have, I'll say I don't have friends because once we get close enough, once I'm comfortable with you, you become my family. I didn't grow up with sisters. I didn't grow up with brothers. I've grown up like I was an only child. Well, I still am. I still am an only child. So once I find my people, I stick with them and they become my family. We become close. We become tight-knit, like, y'all, my cousins, y'all are my sisters. That's what happens. So when stuff goes south, I'm heartbroken because, like, you're my family. Why would you do me like that? Like, we're family. Why are you acting like this to me? But not everybody got the same perception that I have, and it's okay. It's fine. Take note of it, and I'm gonna keep it pushing. But, yeah, the pros and cons of going to an HBCU. I'm sorry. The pros and cons of going to an HBCU. I love being surrounded by people that look like me. I feel safe. I feel like I have a community. I feel like I have a safe space being around people that look like me. But with that, it also does come with some issues because not everybody knows how to act. You can't take everybody everywhere. yes, you can have a good time. It ain't nothing wrong with having a good time, but you have to remember there's a time and place for not freshman week, for the first week of school. Seeing some of these outfits, very questionable. Very questionable. I don't think your teachers are worried about seeing your butt while you working in class. I'm like, what? That don't make sense to me. But I've also seen people at PWIs not have the greatest experience because they feel like they don't belong. And I really hate that. But you just have to find your people. If you feel like you're out of place, just join an organization that is making you feel comfortable, an organization that makes you feel welcome. Talk to people in your classes, see who you connect with, see who you can talk to, and you're going to find your people. It's only a matter of time, but you're not always going to click people like that. It's not going to happen with the drop of a pen. Sometimes it does, but it's not always going to happen like that, and that's okay. Just keep it moving. You're going to find who you need to find. God put people in your life for a reason. He takes people out of your life for a reason. So keep that in mind when you're talking to these people and situations happen and things pop up. Just keep that in the back of the head. I think that was most of what I need to talk about when it came to HBCUs and PWIs. I don't think there's really a difference in atmospheres. I've only stepped on one PWI campus, and that's UH. But my cousin said that it's not called a PWI. It's called something else. It's something else. But they're the second most diverse campus. So, and it makes sense. That campus is huge for no reason. Every time I turn around, they're building something different. Like, what's really going on? Yeah, I'm not going to say I didn't have, but I see a lot of, like, Black people taking over PWIs, and I love that. Go where you feel you're going to be benefited. Go where you see your opportunities. Go where you feel you are going to excel in your major. There, that's what I was trying to say. Because not every school is meant for your major. You may want to go to HBCU, but the HBCU might not have your major, and that's okay. Go to the PWI, see how you feel. You might not even stick with that major. So if you go there with your major, you want to transfer, you can always transfer. It may make you a little bit off course. You might go back a little bit, but that's okay because everybody, it takes time to do these things. College is not something that should be rushed. Go with the flow. Take your time. Make sure that your grades are on point. Just slow and steady wins the race. Slow and steady wins the race. Make sure that you're taking your time with things like this because you don't want to go. Don't go after a major for just the money. Don't go after a major for just the money. Because once you get there and you're not happy, then what? Go with something that you're passionate about. If you fall out of love with it, there's always other options. So always weigh out your options. But don't let people tell you where you have to go. There are so many different college campuses. They're not all 4-year. There are trade schools. There are 2 years. There's community college. Like, you can always take a beat if you need to. And sometimes you don't even have to go to college. Don't let nobody tell you that you have to go to college. Don't let anybody tell you anything that you have to do. You don't have to do anything. Do what's comfortable for you. Do what's going to benefit you. Do what is going to help you excel. Do whatever you need to do for you at the end of the day. Because this is your life. Ain't nobody else living this life but you. So do it whatever. Do whatever you're going to be comfortable with. That is my little spiel for today. I didn't have much to speak on with this topic. But I'm going to have more for y'all next week. Once again, if y'all have any suggestions, anything that y'all want me to talk about, like I said, I'm more than open. I'm more than welcome to anything, any advice, anything like that. But this concludes Tink's Corner. I want you to remember to continue to be yourself and make sure that you do it beautifully. I love you. Thank you for watching. See you next week. Mwah.